Forecast for today, partly cloudy conditions, continuing chance for development of showers and maybe thunderstorms. We'll have a high around 88. Complete forecast details on the way. Racine's Common Council with another Committee of the Whole meeting at 6 o'clock tonight. It's on the proposed multi-use event center and hotel on the lakefront. Discussion possibly going to lead to a procedural recommendation, though not the ultimate decision about the project. That's not expected until December.
The work that remains in Phase 1 is largely staff work. It's refining these partnerships and assuring that they're in place, and getting to where you can make ultimate decisions that you're satisfied with.
City Administrator Jim Palahniuk at the last meeting noting most of the $600,000 for the Phase 1 study work has been used at this point.
We don't think there would be much money left, and in fact there's still some within our contingency in that. If we're asking you to move forward, we don't think there would be much money required to get you to a point that you can make a responsible decision to do that.
Tonight's agenda shows a proposed resolution to adopt a preferred financial model for the development, financing, and construction of an event center on the RDA-owned property at 233 Lake Avenue. Also to authorize and direct city staff to pursue certain partnership engagement efforts that are required to further develop the financial model and recruitment of a private full-service hotel. It came up once during the Council's Committee of the Whole discussion last night regarding the pending special mayoral election. When will John Dickert announce his resignation? That question of when raised by Alderman Steve Smetana in a discussion with City Attorney Scott Letney about a proposed November 7th election.
The special election cannot be ordered until the mayor actually resigns.
So do you know when he will announce? I mean, these dates are pretty, you're kind of pinpointing a dates.
Well, they're pinpointed because the statute specifies exactly what happens once an election date is determined.
Okay.
It's nobody's announcement to make but the mayor. We're operating under the assumption that the mayor will not be the mayor at the next Common Council meeting.
Once Mayor Dickert does resign for that job with the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities Initiative, then Council President Dennis Weiser, by ordinance, would become the mayor until the outcome of the special election. Immigrant rights groups rallied in Milwaukee. It was a call for action after a recent policy change by the police department on immigration. They claimed that Mayor Tom Barrett betrayed them by supporting the new policy, which included eliminating a directive that police officers not be allowed to question anyone about their immigration status unless they met certain criteria, the new policy taking effect today. A grocery store in Kenosha was raided for drugs back in March, the same scene of an arson fire Tuesday night. Police indicate a man described as the owner of Liberty Foods in the Lincoln neighborhood found a door open, then went inside and discovered somebody had ignited some paper bags. The damage was minor. Meanwhile, the two men connected to the raid back in March still expected to be charged with drug dealing. Kenosha County Judge Mary Kay Wagner gives Pleasant Prairie resident Edward Becks 6 months in jail, then 3 years of probation, on charges related to stealing some $6,000 from his grandparents using their debit card to feed his heroin habit. Becks also ordered to pay back the money he stole, at least $200 a month, also to get mental health treatment and take any prescribed medication. He's facing a probation revocation situation in Dane County as well for an accidental shooting of his girlfriend while intoxicated. The Animal Gardens Petting Zoo in Delavan has their two missing links back. The 7-week-old cats taken earlier this week. Somebody drove up to the facility last night, handed the babies over, and then drove off. The owner, Dana Montana, says the links were hungry but otherwise in good health. Delavan police still investigating. They have reportedly identified suspects in that case. Racine's Common Council still at this point weighing the pros and cons of calling a special election for mayor either as soon as possible after John Dickert resigns or schedule it November 7th as recommended by staff, which would have been the normal fall election date except for this year. Finance Director Dave Brown went over the different components with the Committee of the Whole on holding a special election, pointing out there's a lack of a budget, the need to schedule workers who otherwise thought they would have off this fall, and there's access to non-city-owned polling sites for 2 days. October 10th, that would be a primary, as well as the general election November 7th, if that is to be the date.
We need election officials to 150 to 170 people. Now, spring elections, scheduled fall elections, those are all on the calendar. People know when they are. People work their schedules around that so that they are available. We don't know who may or may not be available this fall, depending on what dates we pick. But we will have to have that many people for both of these elections because, again, it's citywide.
Brown adding November 7th would be better. It would provide enough planning time. Plus, it would incorporate the county's involvement with a special election in Waterford.
Between all of us, we thought that was the one that made the most sense to us. And not rushing things, being able to get everything in order, get our polling locations lined up, getting our election workers on board, and attempting to maintain the high standards that we always have for all of our elections.
City Attorney Scott Letney pointed out the council could call for an earlier special election, September the 19th, but that's based on the assumption that Mayor Dickert resigns by the July 18th meeting. Throw in the fact that polling site change postcards to affected residents would have to go out a month in advance of an election. That, according to the county clerk, that also impacts the timeline. No motions made by the Committee of the Whole at the end of their presentation. Well, the city of Racine, like other municipalities that have sex offender residency restriction rules on the books, is now in the process of making some changes in response to court decisions. Alderman Sandy Widener wondered if the proposal ought to go to the Public Safety and Licensing Committee as well as the three-person sex offender residency appeal board. City Attorney Scott Letney pointing out the latter makes the decisions when it comes to residency issues.
They could weigh in on it, but it would be advisory more than anything else.
Well, I would make a motion to refer this to that board as well, because they're the ones that give the council a recommendation on...
Well, they make the decisions. The council doesn't act on their decisions.
Okay. We have a board.
I'm not saying they shouldn't go there. Yeah. I'm just saying the council doesn't act on that board's decision.
While not required to do so, the council did on a voice vote approve sending the proposed changes to both committees. The U.S. Labor Department says 248,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, 4,000 above the week before, about 4,000 more than what analysts had forecast. Biggest jump in claims from New Jersey, the sharpest declines in first-time claims, including Wisconsin and Illinois. Republicans in the state assembly publicly providing now some details for the first time about placement of a possible manufacturing plant in southeast Wisconsin, that Taiwanese iPhone maker Foxconn. A memo put out by lawmakers indicate there are about as many as 10,000 jobs that could be realized if the state were to beat out Michigan for the factory site. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss acknowledging the Foxconn possibility is a factor in the next state budget discussion, disagreements with Governor Walker over just how much to spend on road projects. The I-94 North-South project from the Illinois line to Milwaukee, including Racine County, needs about $270 million, but the governor's only proposing about $31 million over the next 2 years. Kenosha's Independence Day celebration with lots of social media postings, not all of them positive. City of Kenosha, Happenings Magazine, the two primary planners for the fireworks display and the festivities, apologizing, say it will not happen again. The placement of portable toilets just a few feet away from the law enforcement memorial. A couple of citizens did some trash talking at the Racine Common Council meeting last night. Trash, as in solid waste, and talking about the city's pending rollout of the semi-automated cart collection system, though without a current plan in place for bulky and green waste pickup. Citizens' comments included Joan Windis saying that the bulky waste collection needs to be done quarterly because there are problem sites, one of them right by her home.
And then also, what happens to the trash that is not in the container? Does the city just leave it there for our raccoons and the rats to open up and rip into? We have that problem already, and the trash pickup men are very good about picking up the trash in our alley. I have nothing but compliments for them. We have two bad households who just have no respect for anything and just throw it out there, and the trash guys do great.
Chuck Kensel, landlord, who called on the city to provide better information about solid waste collection as well as recycling.
I have an apartment building, a small four-family. Are all of my tenants residents? Are they then able to call for additional pickups? I would like to see some clarification of terms, of other terms like green waste, bulky waste. How about a sticky label that would be put on the cover of the cart to show when it will not be picked up?
The garbage collection carts in the city of Racine are going to be distributed in early September, the program rollout beginning on the 18th. Citizens being told if it doesn't fit in the cart, it won't be picked up. Regardless, if bulky and green waste collection plans are in place, grass clippings are not going to be picked up as of September the 18th. Two Racine Community Development Committee agenda items at the Common Council meeting last night were forwarded on by the Community Development Office because the panel had failed to take them up for consideration. When asked why, Development Director Amy Conley pointed out it's because of failed attempts lately just to have a quorum at scheduled meetings.
The last couple times that we've met, we haven't been able to acquire a quorum. We'll be proposing some legislation to actually change the makeup of the committee in order to get quorum. But currently, during the summertime, it's been almost impossible for us to get any quorum on that committee.
While acknowledging another attempt to field a quorum for a CD committee meeting could be held before the end of the month and the deadline to commit the home funding, Connolly felt that a direct referral to the council was more appropriate.
Because of the federal deadlines, we just wanted to make sure this was processed with enough time so that you guys, if something happened and you needed to act or something else changed, that we would have a little bit of time before the next meeting.
Both items, giving funding to Racine Revitalization Partnership and for an Uptown Racine Rehab Project, were approved. Alderman Q.A. Shakur, though, the lone dissenter. The South Milwaukee Health Department putting out a warning that could also apply to all parts of southeast Wisconsin, or anywhere else in the state for that matter. Beware of ticks. On the city's website, health officials say a woman recently brought in almost a dozen larval stage ticks that she found on her children. One of the insects pictured next to a dime to show just how small they are. The South Milwaukee Health Department says these ticks in this instance got onto the kids while they were playing in their own backyard. If you're planning to attend Summerfest this coming Sunday before it's over for another year, be aware 50 people are going to win free lifetime passes to the music event among hundreds of prizes that'll be doled out. 30,000 general admission tickets will also be given away between noon and 3 p.m. that day. And the 9th annual Make-A-Wish Car Show, Rods for a Reason, to be taking place this Sunday, July the 9th, at Petrifying Springs Park in Kenosha next to the Beer Garden. That'll be from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Cost to show a car is $10. Registration ends at noon. The event is free to spectators and will include multiple generations of cars, motorcycles, custom vehicles, live music, and concessions. All the proceeds from the event, sponsored by Kenosha County Executive Jim Cruiser, the County Parks Division, and many local businesses, go to the Make-A-Wish Foundation of Wisconsin for the kids of Racine and Kenosha. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.